Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me in the studios this morning is Pat Hamilton.
Good morning.
And also joining us today for a wonderful conversation about God, about God's news behind the news, who we so enjoyed yesterday on VFN Radio, John Ramos.
Good morning, good morning.
You know, I just want to encourage you this morning. I had a wonderful, wonderful time yesterday just joining you, being part of the listening audience, and we're going to encourage you again today. We have more and more and more and more and more to share with you. It may take an entire decade to unfold the mysteries God has revealed that He wants you to know. So buckle up as you're driving. Set your cruise control so you don't speed. Or slam on brakes for some of the stuff you won't hear. And if you're working at home, like so many Americans are doing, time to get some clothes on. Get out them bath clothes. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Give a shout out this morning to Eddie Padilla. Oh my goodness, man. You said you love that chicken. I want to give a shout out to everybody and a big thank you to those that bought chicken yesterday at Chick-fil-A. Oh my goodness. Morning, morning, morning. You are listening to VFN Radio. I'm going to give a shout out this morning to Tyler. Happy birthday, Tyler. Sweet 16, man. So proud of you, man. Like I said, you're listening to VFN Radio. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Good morning.
And John Ramos. Here we are. Here we are at this one moment. At this one moment.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
At this one moment, thinking about this, God. Isn't that so cool?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can come to VFN Radio and hear us talk about God.
Awesome.
Isn't that cool?
It's very cool.
And to be authentic about it, it's like, hey, God is good.
Mm-hmm.
We are not. We need God to be good, and He's more than happy to oblige us when we lay our lives down at the foot of the cross. We make Jesus the Lord, the governor, the ruler, the King who sits on the throne of our hearts,
mm-hmm.
the Lord of our life, and somehow, mysteriously, the goodness of God begins to come out of our life.
Amazing.
Isn't that cool?
Amazing.
Very good.
Now I want to talk to those that are listening right now that you've tried to be good.
Mm.
I mean, people, you may have convinced people that you're good, but you are just disgusted with yourself, aren't you? Mm. I mean, think about it. What a terrible, terrible thing to be convinced. The enemy may have tried to convince you. You know, you told everybody, you say, listen, I'm going to be good. I will exalt my throne. No, I will be good.
Mm.
Right?
Mm. That's right.
And then if it's not publicly, because maybe you were able to restrain yourself, you were faced with yourself when you were alone, and you struggling inside going, I want to do good. I really do. I mean, I got good intentions. I listened to VFN Radio all last week. I read like five of those awesome articles on and listen to those segments on the VFN Torch. I mean, I even told my family, I said, listen, I'm going to follow God. And you made all these great plans. And it was like 1 week later, your two-year-old comes in and prophesies to you. Daddy, didn't you say you was going to? You know, and then you hang your head in shame. You know why? Because you tried to do what God can only do through you.
That's right.
That's the good news. This is the good news. I got good news for you this morning. I got really, 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 really good news. God already knew you weren't good. and he knows that Pat's not good.
That's right.
Now, John, you know, he walks on top of the Potomac. And he went down
to
visit.
Right.
I didn't say it was like a Potomac. I was there experiencing where Tommy signed the Constitution. I thought, I've never heard Thomas Jefferson call Tommy. I love that. It was so beautiful.
Tommy, did I say
yeah,
Tommy?
Oh, you said Tommy, yeah. He said Tom, Tommy. I'm like, oh, my goodness. It was good. I loved it. It was pretty good. It's pretty good. And so, you know, that this is what the gospel is called, the good news. We're preaching the word good news instead of the good news. The good news is the kingdom of God is that you can have access into the king's dominion and the king in your life, and that you begin to seek his kingdom, and then Jesus in you by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the entrustment that you have in the finished work on the cross of the Christ, he empowers you to do things you couldn't do before.
Mm.
And you have to, at the end of the day, you got to go. Some people say, well, I'm amazed at what you're doing for God. And you can honestly say, honey,
we are too.
Honey, sir, you think you're amazed.
Right.
I mean, do you know, Pat, what happened? I mean, do you know? Do you understand? And then so the biggest dilemma that you can have in your life is falling to good works where you think, that you've got to be good versus knowing that God is good. And that you goodness will come out of your life. I mean, you will walk in a way that people will look at you and they'll begin to project upon you, going like, "Dude, how did that miracle take place when you prayed for somebody? You know, how did you know what was going on in my heart? I mean, how did you share that abiding experience, that message, that teaching? That how did you know how to do a business plan like that? How did you know?" Mm-hmm. And this is where the rubber hits the road. Saul didn't get this. King Saul didn't get it, but David got it. Because David busted his butt. He worked hard. He fought battles. He was physically involved in the process of doing what God called him to do. But he knew, because he inquired, he abided with the Lord first, he knew who gave him the victories.
That's right.
Mm.
You know, a lot of people who struggle with works, they go, I refuse to give up the credit for the sweat that I put into this.
Mm.
And it's like, dude, you know, sweating in hell is going to be a lot worse than that. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Listen, it's okay to let goodness come out of your life. And that's what God, that's why he says, go around, let your good deeds be known amongst men so that God, his name is praised. And so when they stopped Jesus, John Paul, listen to me, listen to me. Man, I just love the way your head's shining this morning. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's got that those lights on and everything. And I'm fixing my hair. Okay, got it. Listen.
fix it now.
Jesus is walking. You got to understand, first of all, they're saying a lot of things about Jesus, who he is, and even Jesus said, hey, who are they talking about? Who are they saying I am, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you want to find out who they think you are, Google yourself.
Yeah, right.
You'd find all kinds of things who they say Jesus is, wouldn't you? If you Google Jesus today, Jesus today, there'd be all kinds of, you know, and that's what, and the most important thing about you is who you think Jesus is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's eternal consequences or eternal benefits,
right?
You know, so it matters what you think. But so here's God in the flesh, Emmanuel. I mean, born, his father is God. His mother is Mary, a young girl who encountered an angel who told her, you're going to have a son and his name is going to be Jesus. And she pondered that in her heart, wisdom. If you go share it with your brothers, they may pound you in a hole. Ponder it in a heart, as Joseph. They may pound you in a pit, right?
Yeah.
How'd you get here? I shared what Jesus shared to me. I thought they would celebrate. Anyway, so then I thought we were in this for Jesus, you know what I'm saying? And aren't we on the same team? No. And so this. So then God's spirit. You got to understand this. God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. The flesh counts for nothing. Jesus was with God before the beginning of time, but now Jesus was going to come and be born like we're born and walk as a man as we walk. And so he had to be born of a woman. And so to be able to born of a woman, he still had to have the blood of his father. So God, now listen to this. This is why people who deny the Trinity just totally, You know, you'll lose your mind trying to explain the Trinity, but you'll lose your salvation by denying it. Pay attention to me. Listen up. And so that's a quote by Mike Bickle. Very good. And so with that, the God, a separate, you know, part of the Trinity, you know, hovers, his spirit hovers over Mary. And the seed of God is placed in the womb of woman. So you get all this godness. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, all this manness.
Right.
We know about the manness part really good, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh, don't do that, God. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. This is tough. And so then Mary, you know, gives birth to Emmanuel, which is God with us. So he's all God and all. I'm talking about the good news here. Listen, you got to stop this saying you're good. I mean, now because the whole God's going to use the world to tell you you're not good. So if you just get it out there now, you know, tell all your friends and your family and tell everybody you know, have I told you how horrific I am? Have I told you that I am a dirtbag? Have I told you that I couldn't even tie my shoes if God wouldn't touch me?
Right.
And everything you gave me credit for, you need to credit that to God because God's all surpassing power is in this jar of clay to show that it's him and it's not me. I'm sorry for taking credit and writing books to tell you how I did what only God did. This is good news. I'm telling you, listen, we're fixing to get into a battle for the souls of men and a byproduct of that. If men repent, we may have a nation called America in the byproduct at the end of this.
Right.
But if we throw our chest out and saying, who are you to come against? You know, we start pointing out, you know, one sin as if which sin sends you to hell. Anyway, so and so I'm talking about the good news, And so this is he's all God and all man. And so he was tempted just like we were because he's got the man part of him. But he's also got the God part of him. And so but yet Jesus chose not to exercise any part of that. How quick are people to jump on their own strengths instead of just embracing weakness?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? People that get real defensive. You ever seen people that's real defensive?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? They defend themselves all the time. You ever seen this? Matt, you ever seen this? People like this?
A couple times.
It's just like, really? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you thought you were good. If you're finding out when people defend themselves quickly, is they really were walking in what they thought was good. You know? And so they have to defend it because if they're convinced that they aren't good, they feel very bad about themselves.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, no, I thought you were bad all along. We're talking about God. And so here he is, all God and all man. I mean, you're listening to VFN Radio, so I can encourage you this morning. You are horrific. If you looked in the mirror this morning, you were wondering if you were good or not. Let me encourage you. No. I don't care how many chapters you read in your Bible this morning. I don't care how many, believe me, I don't care how many songs you've sung. You know, I don't care, you know, how many talents that you've used and have and how many mysteries you unfounded with all of your the giftings that God's given you. And I don't care if you said, Lord, Lord, and you said some prayer. Let me tell you something. Don't hang up yet. Listen up. don't turn off VFN radio. Yeah, I got good news. I'm talking about good news. This is good news. I mean, you got to give up your goodness for God's. First of all, all of our goodness is filthy rags.
That's right.
So you're only giving up filthy rags, so don't worry about it. And so this is the good news. The good news is this, this is awesomeness of God. I mean, he's awesome. You got to understand, there's nobody like him. And so he's walking in his ministry. He's already, you know, he's 30 years old, and all of a sudden, you know, the Father says, now's the time, you know, and Mary just, you know, says, you know, go make some wine. You know, and it was, it was like, woman, this is not my time yet, but he listened to her. Don't be calling your mother. And so then, you know, and he went and made the wine. He made some really good wine. For all the religious folk out there.
Right.
He made the best wine. So the wine was so good that they had all this other wine they drank all day long. By the time they got to that wine, the king's like, you gave me all that stuff to drink and you bring this stuff out at the end. Who saves the best wine for last? God does. It's the good news. It's the wine of the Holy Spirit. And so here's Jesus, man. He's healing people and people are being delivered and towns are rocking. The Pharisees are trying to plot and plan. How can we just take down that voice? How can we stop what he's doing? You can't, and they were right. They said, the wisdom was this. If you fight against them and it's God, you're going to find yourself fighting against God.
That's right.
And if it's of man, it'll stop.
Mm-hmm.
Just hold on. Mm. We will see which one it is. And so then, think about it. So here he is walking, doing his ministry. And all of a sudden, this rich young ruler comes up to him, religious rich young ruler. Mm-hmm. You know, quite often, you know, I've noticed, I can only tell from my own personal experience and the experience of everybody else that noticed, that in the American church, that quite often, if you are the wealthiest one there, for some reason, you got a close relationship with whoever's leading that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
You know, and if you are not that wealthy, like most of us, you know, you know that you're not that close. And, and Jesus said, don't do that. Mm-mm. Don't do that. Anyway, so here he is walking. This rich young ruler comes running up to him. I mean, you can imagine it right now. Imagine Jesus is walking down your street.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord. We just believe that you're going to begin to walk the streets of America again. Mm-hmm. And he's walking down your street, and all of a sudden, this guy, you know, pulls up in his Rolls Royce or his, I don't know, what's a car? A Yugo. No, what is the car that they, what's the car?
Mercedes, BMW.
BMW. Which one? Is it BMW? What you got? Anyway, so the.
No.
It's a BM gone. Anyway, so. BM gone slow. Anyway, so the. With that, imagine, you got to see this because so often people just put things in black and white in their head. And they, you know, like, he pulled up on his camel, you know, and they just can't.
Right.
So he pulls up in his BMW. He comes out with his Oakleys on. You know, he's got his, you know, three-piece suit or, you know, whatever it is. You know, he's got his gold chains hanging, maybe his gold watch, his Rolex. I don't know if those are good anymore. New York, you can get them 15 cents. Anyway, so.
Chinatown, baby. Chinatown.
You're right.
All day long.
Man, yeah. Well, if you need something, we got it for you. But no. And so then, you know, he pulls up and he's been very religious. And that's right now, America is very religious.
Yeah.
And he's just been very religious. And let me tell you something. This is a crying shame. If you've been very religious and not relational with God, I mean, it's all in vain.
Yeah, sure.
It's all in vain. Think about it. I mean, it's all in vain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that horrific?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're doing all these religious works and it ends up in hell.
Mm.
Hey, that's some stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dag. Anyway, so here he is, and he pulls up in his BMW. We're just kind of giving you a scenario of what it would have been in that day. He pulls up in his BMW. He jumps out. His Rolex comes on. He has to latch his Rolex because he got out in a hurry right here. You know, of course, his doors close automatically. Seatbelts go back into place. His steering wheel drops back down again, and his iPod stays in the car. And so then he runs up to Jesus, and he goes, hey, because he heard Jesus was in town. He knew that he was doing God things, good things.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually doing good things. And then, so he yells at him because he's seeing him go, and he says, good teacher.
Mm.
He says, good teacher.
Mm.
I mean, if anybody can say they're good, if a man is good.
Right.
If anybody can say they're good, think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
If anybody can say they're good.
Right.
It would be Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But listen what he said. Listen to what Jesus said. You got to get this. Oh, my goodness. This is going to free you up. It's going to free you up. And if you haven't yet, you got to go to VFN TV and you got to listen or watch this teaching. This is what he said. Jesus said this.
Mm-hmm.
His Father is God. His sin is zero. His works are beautiful. His love is overflowing. The glory he's given the Father is unsurmountable. He's all God and all man. And he goes this. He says this. Get this, John. You got to get this.
Mm.
Listen, if we don't get this, you might as well kiss America goodbye.
Mm.
You know, we might as well just pack up and go to where 25% of the population is saved, which is over the population of America and India.
Mm-hmm.
Or Christian brothers over there. 25%.
Wow.
They're saying now. Konnichiwa. We go to China or Japan. So then, good teacher. And he's calling Jesus good. And Jesus turns around and he says, who are you calling good? Listen, you are broke, busted, and disgusted. You are at the end of your religious road. Not only are you tired of you, they're tired of you. Mm-hmm. It's time for you to realize that God did not call you to what was begun in the Spirit to finish it up by doing good works. It was for you to go after Him and allow Him to empower you and to lead you to tell you what to do, not for you to do something and ask God to bless what you're doing. That's your good works. But if you do what He's doing, His goodness is coming out of you. Jesus said, who are you calling good? The only one is good is God.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Wow.
Right? Think of it. It's beautiful. It's like, oh my goodness, I get it. Pat's not good. Quit expecting Pat to be good. Tell him to go pray more so the goodness of God will come out more.
That's right.
Right?
I need to buy more.
If you're having issues, I was just joking. He's perfect. But if you're having issues with somebody in your gathering, in your church gathering, or in your family that's a believer, you can't sit there and demand of them, you know, be better, be good. You're going to have to say, spend time with God. You need Jesus, man. You need more of Jesus. Because God's goodness will come out of your life and empower you to stop this behavior. What's going on right there? And so he said, who are you calling good? And so it immediately, okay, it diverts to this. And then the rich young ruler asks this question as he begins to look over, because he goes right to his good works. And he says, what must I do to enter into your kingdom? What must I do to be saved? And he said, and he listed off what those were. You know, don't commit adultery, don't murder. And he listed a few, you know, the commandments. And then the rich young ruler said, I've do all this. I've done all this. I've done this. He's leaning against his BMW.
Yeah.
Looking at his watch, hoping that the message don't last longer than 15 minutes.
Right.
Because he's got a ball game coming on.
Right.
And so Jesus said, oh, I'm sorry, one more thing. And he leans forward and probably, you know, I mean, that kind of spirit, he's probably leaning forward with like, yeah, go ahead. What?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. What do you
so
got?
I already know I'm going to say yes to it because sure. I'm a doer. I'm a doer. I'm not a hearer doer. I'm a doer. And he says, oh. Go sell all your possessions and give them to the poor. This doesn't mean for everybody to do what was his assignment, but Jesus knew what was up.
Right.
Because he wasn't trusting in God. He was trusting in his own good works. He was trusting in his ability to sustain himself. He was trusting in his ability and his own wealth. And America's about to be tested. You're about to be tested, America. Are you the rich young ruler? Are you a follower of Jesus? Are you trusting in your wealth that will fall in the day? Are you trusting in your God who stands forever? You know, the rich young ruler called America is about to be tested. I encourage you now to be into a Bible. But listen to this. This is what the rich young ruler did. He walked away sad because he had many things. He was trusting in his good works.
All right.
He was trusting. And listen, you know, you may have a lot of stuff and things and, you know, position and power and all that. But if you trust in that, you know, you're going to walk away from God.
Yeah.
He said it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle.
That's right.
And it's not a sewing needle. There's a gate called a needle in Jerusalem that you had to pass through turning sideways. So the enemy couldn't do a charge into the city. If they did, they did it, you know, sideways one at a time. you could poke them with your spear, like, kill them, let's come through there.
And get down low.
Get down low. And he says, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. This is really, you know, should put the fear of God in America. Because, you know, if it takes us getting rid of our wealth to enter into the kingdom,
My goodness.
You know what I'm saying?
Let it all go.
We get paid 360% more than 52% of the world's poverty. We demand more. You know what I'm saying? We're like the rich young ruler, right?
Right.
And the postings on Facebook is like, ew, my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. He's like, oh my goodness. Listen, can't do that. And so then, so Jesus gave us the secret. This is the good news. I want to tell you the good news. You are horrific. You are a basket case. You have issues. Lots of issues. you make good plans and they fail. You know, you set a goal of 10 and you hit 7. But let me tell you this. God's in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you. I mean, think about it. You see, if you're thinking you're trying to get good enough to love God, God to love you, you're already on the wrong road. You're on the rich young ruler's road. He walked away from God because he trusted in his goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Jesus didn't trust him. He says, the only good in me is God. Listen, the good Christians, people that Christ followers, what that means, it's not like a logo or nothing. It's like it's Christ in you, Christ followers. You're following the ways of God and the commandments of Jesus. And so understand that the good news is this, that he's in love with you. He's in, right now in your basket caseness. You know what I'm saying? In, you know, dripping with the sins, like the woman caught in adultery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with your 13-foot Pharisee hat, you know, sticking up on your head, and your 45 books talking about why you did. And I'm not against books. I got a good friend's book that I read them. Mm-hmm. I've read one anyway. And so, you know, in that, listen, is that he's madly in love with you.
Yeah.
And if you don't understand that he loves you now and you try to do something to get his love, you've mm-hmm. already entered on the wrong pathway. And he's saying, how in the world, what began in the spirit, you foolish Galatians, he says, mm-hmm. how in the world, what's begun in the spirit, are you now trying to fulfill it in the flesh? How insulting is that of my love for you?
Yeah.
It's not that you're not going to, that my goodness is not going to come out of you. He's not saying that. He's not going to say that you won't, you might, you know, you might walk on water. You might fill stadiums for God. You might, you know, pastor a church. You might, you know, lead multitudes. So that's not, but he'll do that through you. What are you saying? How insulting is that? You know, you're lessening my love for you.
Mm.
You're lessening my love for you. You're making, I mean, I loved you while you were yet a sinner. In the midst of all your stuff, when all the religious people threw you in the streets and they were about ready to stone you and tell you how horrific you were.
Mm.
And they were right. They just didn't know they were too.
Yeah.
And with that, when I began to talk to them and remind them, hey, you are her outside of me. You know, you begin to say, he that is without sin cast the first stone.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And it was interesting is the older people dropped their stones first.
Mm.
And the young ones were like, come on, come on. It's like, dude, you know, you need a spiritual father or mother to tell you.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You just drop the stone and I'll explain it in 5 years. You don't want to do that. It's not going to be good.
Exactly.
And so the older ones dropped their stones first because the longer you live, you realize this truth. You realize that how amazing God's love is for you. And for mankind. And so then they all walk away because they were going to stone her because she was caught in adultery. And she's naked in the streets, totally ashamed. Everything's out there. You know what I'm saying? It's like caught dead to rights. Here I am.
Mm.
I mean, think how horrific is that? I mean, that's the closest you can get to being broadcasted around the world, which can happen today. And Jesus looks at her and loves her.
Mm.
And all of her stuff, and even love the religious folk who were trying to use the word of God to hurt people, you know, that and to entrap Jesus. And he loved her. Love came out of it. He loved in the midst of that. And we've all been in that place where you think there's no way that how could God love me? Look how bad I am. It's like, dude, you were bad before you thought you were bad. That's the whole thing. When Adam fell, we all fell. We were a basket case. I'm telling you the good news is the good news. You got to quit trying to be good and go after God and let him be good in you. And then your works will be known amongst men and he'll get praise and you'll just get out of the way. Like John was saying yesterday on VFN Radio, he said, you know, the moon has no light in itself. It only reflects the sun. That is a message to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's his light shining out of us. And so this is it. He, in the midst of all her sin and all of her, I don't know, I think about all the technical sin that you can do, all the imagery and all the media and all the religion, the horrific, horrific religion and the robbery of the body of Christ to be able to fulfill one man or one woman's desire for personal gain.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But in the midst of all that, in the midst of all that, he says, I love you. And then he says, where are your condemners? You know why he said that? This is why he said that. He says, because every man's righteousness is all filthy rags. There's nobody that's good.
That's right.
There's nobody that's good. And she looks around. Can you imagine how you feel? You know, it's like you imagine that.
I don't have to imagine too much. Right. I mean, I know exactly. I know exactly what she's feeling like.
I mean, I got good. Mean? This is good news. This is not good news, John.
This is great news.
Oh, my goodness.
This is great news, you know.
And it's, go ahead.
This is what causes you just to fall in love with God more and more. She said, why do you love him so much? Don't you understand? Don't you get the picture of where he rescued me from? Don't you know who I am without him? And it's like, it's that love. It's that amazing compassion. It's that love of Jesus that says, hey, it ain't over, right?
That's right.
Till it's over. That he's going to redeem everything. Everything that went wrong. He's going to bring it back for his purposes. And you know what? All of us, we don't have to put off that we're something that we're not, that we're good. He loves us for who we are.
John, you are horrific. Did I tell you today? You were just horrific.
Hey,
did I tell you that?
I agree with you.
I tell you that, and you're not that tall. Oh, man, where did I come from?
I'm bad right now.
I have a friend of mine, you know, he's challenged in the height area, and he looks at tall people who say stuff like that, and he says, what did you do? What did you do to get tall? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Shut up. You know. Listen. So this is the good news. This is the good news.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get this because you are a basket case and you're not doing nobody no good when you're trying to be good instead of letting God's goodness come through you. And if you were trying to be good, you don't have time to abide with Jesus. And if you don't have time to abide with Jesus, that ain't his goodness coming out of you.
Mm-mm.
That's your works. And when you understand this, you don't have to be say, hey, you need to go spend time with God. You run to spend time with God. As a matter of fact, it's like, hey, I got a vacation. What are you going to do on vacation? I'm going to spend time with God.
Yeah.
And you're not spending time with God so that you can, you know, wax some nice scriptures over and stuff, you know, and gather information. I'm spending time with God because I need God to speak to me about me.
Right.
Not about, you know, someone else, you know what I'm saying?
And knowing that he loves us, you're ready, even if it's correction. You know? And so the good news is this, is that you're not good, but God is good. In the midst of why she's sitting there and all dripping with all of her sins, you know, and of course there was a man somewhere in this thing, but he was making an example of this one situation that God loves us. And so with that, she looks around and he says, you know, where are your accusers? Where have all those preacher men who said that they were, you know, people who did good works themselves and God didn't do it. You need to be like me. If you be like me, he's like, ooh, my goodness. As everybody cringes.
You didn't get my book, did you?
You didn't get my book. Yeah. Read my book, page 12. Page 12. It's like, yeah, I read that.
The key to goodness.
Yeah. Got a new prophet came in town. Well, I'm talking about Joseph. You know, Joseph. I'm talking about, I'm four prophets. And God's prophets. And so, not Jezebel's prophets.
Exactly.
And she has many. Anyway, So here's the good news. The good news is this. Remember, I started talking to you about this, that you are broke, busted, and disgusted. You are miserable. You are filled with so much self-hate and doubt, and the enemy's turned you into a black hole of self-observation. You have like this space shuttle telescope pointed at yourself, and you're looking at it. And the more you look at you, the more disgusting it gets. You know why? Because you weren't supposed to be looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
You begin to look at works. You begin to look at yourself. You know, we're supposed to deny ourselves, pick up a cross, and follow Jesus. That's not a negative thing. It's a positive thing because Jesus loves you. That's the good news. And as we do that, he empowers us to begin to walk this out. Listen, Jesus said, who are you calling good? The only one good is God. And so, but even though it was God's goodness, God was working through Jesus under the power of the Holy Spirit, and God would say, heal this one. You know, deliver that one, set this one free, raise that one from the dead. And these powerful things and wonders and miracles and people were even literally like freeze framing, you know, you're like freeze. And he walked through the crowds that were trying to push him over the side. And just powerful things were happening. Angels ascending and descending, meeting with Moses and Elijah on the Mount Transfiguration. I mean, the powerful things were going on, but yet it wasn't his goodness. It was God's goodness in him because he did not use the God part of the goodness of him. He let God lead him and let the goodness be God. So God got all the glory. He was making the Father known. He wasn't making himself known. He was making the Father known. Are you making yourself known? Isn't it miserable if you're doing that? Let me tell you this. And this is what he said. This is what he said. This is what he said. He said, as I was sent in the world, now I'm going to send you. As the Father sent me, and I glorified the Father, now you go, just like I went. And he says, and greater things will you do than I did. That's not because you're good now, because God is good.
That's right.
And Jesus is interceding for you. And they're in love with you. And if you'll surrender to this truth and grab it by faith and begin to just deny yourself and dive into your abiding relationship, go to iabide.org. Get a plan. Get a plan. Start it. Spend 6 weeks. God, I want this revelation. I want to know your goodness and your love for me. How can I let other people, you know, think about it. You're telling people about Jesus, but they don't want this Jesus you're telling them about because it's actually they're looking at you. But when you talk about God and they know the goodness of God and you give all the glory to God, they'll understand.
That's right.
But if they look at you and think, I can't be as good as you, and you say nothing, you say nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You should go, yeah, God's awesome. And, you know, he puts this treasure in all surpassing in jars of clay to show that it's him and not us. And so with that, he gets glory. And there's just greater things. Your ministry can be greater than that of Jesus Christ if, in fact, you die to yourself.
Right.
You abide with Jesus. And then the fruit that can only come from abiding with him, because apart from abiding in him, you can't do what I'm even talking about. You can't let God's goodness come through your life. And you could be the next Billy Graham. Who is his words in his interview this week was, I wish there would have been less of me and more of him. Smith Wigglesworth, I wish there would have been less of me and more of him. And I was talking to Brother Ken last night. Maybe I'll talk about it a little bit later on. You know, every one of us, you know, it's just, it's not about us. It's about him. And it's actually a good thing. So let me encourage you this morning. This is the good news. This is the good news.
Come on.
You are not good, but God is in love with you. He thinks about you. He's leaning forward to see, and he designed your very place that you would live, and he allowed you to live where you're living, and in these circumstances in your life to do one thing. Would you reach out to him and acknowledge this reality, and begin a relationship with him, begin to stroll with him on a daily basis, so that you would know, so that you would know his goodness and his love for you, and then you tell the world about how awesome he is.
Wow!
Listen, the good news is, the only one as good as God. But if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he will come live in you. What is that? Goodness comes lives inside of you.
That's right.
That's right.
Think about it. God in you, the hope of glory. Wow. Isn't that not beautiful?
Yeah.
Awesome. So I don't know who cut you off. You know, I don't know who, you know, you were running a good race. You were so in love with Jesus. And then somebody sat you down and said, you know, now you got to be good. And that went straight, your face went straight in the dirt like that woman caught in adultery. Because God's not going to let you succeed at that, by the way. Have you hadn't noticed that? I'm just talking from John's personal experience. No, I'm talking from all of our personal experiences, right?
That's right.
That's right.
That it's like, oh, yeah, I remember now. For by grace are we saved.
That's right.
That's right.
Not by what that. And so I want to encourage you, get this revelation. You can go to VFNTV.com and watch or listen to on VFNTV, you know, who are you calling good? Get this down inside of you, because we got to fight a war, and God's going to be the one that fights this war through us for his glory to win people who he's madly in love with, who may be in deep adultery right now, deep sexual sin, deep pride and religious whatever is going on, and he loves them, and he would that not one man would die, but he needs you to get back to the reality that you are not good, but he is, and you can abide with him, and his goodness will come out of your life, and when you're in tune with that, you have no problem going, isn't God good?
That's right.
Isn't he good? If you don't know Jesus yet, if you haven't made him the Lord of your life, listen, you got to do this. We shared a couple of our stories at meetmyfather.org. You gotta meet him. He's awesome. There's none like him. He wants to talk to you. He wants to walk with you. He wants to share with you business wisdom, relationship wisdom. You know, he designed all this, so he can tell you how to survive what the world is trying to figure out. He already knows you before you began, and he knows what you need to do. And just he's in love with you. You've got to meet him. Go to meetmyfather.org. We'll be right back.
Think about this. If you haven't seen R.A. Dickey, R.A. Dickey is on the VFN TV blog. And John had a chance. Some of you caught this on Monday. He had a chance with Isaiah and Elijah, who are baseball fans, the New York Mets, to be able to spend some moments with him. And his testimony now is available, John, on the VFN TV blog.
I saw that.
Isn't that cool?
Yes. Yes, I saw that.
And tell us what happened there.
Well, it's pretty cool. You know, R.A. Dickey is a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he has a tremendous testimony. I mean, what God has done in his life is just absolutely amazing. He wrote a new book. You can get it, I'm sure, in all the bookstores. It has a very long title, but you can go to VFNTV.com and go to the blog, and you can get the title. But
well, it's called R.A. Dickey, Wherever I Wind Up.
Yes, there's a subtitle there. Yeah.
And subtitle.
Yeah, but it's pretty cool, you know, because he's been through so many trials and so many things in his life.
Haven't we all?
Yeah, I know. But it's cool when you give God credit, you know.
Yes,
when
it
you
is. Don't,
when you arrive to a place of prominence, it's when you come to a place of stage, when you come to a place when the whole world, you know, is looking at you, you don't pound your chest and say, it was me, my hard work, or what I've done, but you give glory to the Lord. And that's what he's done. I mean, the book is very therapeutic because you know you just see just the trials of any ordinary man. But we had a chance to go see him at the Yogi Berra Stadium. You know, Yogi Berra lives close out here, one of the famous Yankee players of all time. And he was doing a book signing, and we had the chance. You know, my son, we happened to be in Philadelphia not too long ago, and we're standing outside of the Liberty Bell. And we're waiting to get on in, and my son happens to recognize another baseball player. And I'm saying, son, Elijah, it is hot out here. There's no way that this player is out here. Long story short, him and his mom walk up to the player, and it winds up being Bobby Parnell, pitcher for the New York Mets. And so he had to get a chance to get an autograph, and that was a pretty cool experience. And when he walked away, you know, I always like to talk about Christ and talk about the Lord and just let people know about the love of God. And when we left, I said, you know, we didn't even talk to Bobby about the Lord or anything. I says, you know, if we ever get a chance again to speak to someone on a baseball team or someone that maybe has prominence, then we're going to share with them the most important thing in our life. And so here we go, getting ready to see R.A. Dickey. And there was such a huge response to seeing him. I mean, people were showing up all over the place. They were sold out. And we decided that, you know, everyone's getting autographs. We wanted to bless R.A. Dickey with a ball that says iabide.org.
You know, I'm looking at it right now. I can see it. It's pretty cool. It's on the blog. It's on the VFNTV blog. It says, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, think about it. You know, he's a believer, and we wanted to bless him with the opportunity. Hey, listen, you know, this is awesome. You need to buy with the Lord, and I'm sure he is, but we wanted to encourage him with that. And so we walk up to him, introduce ourselves, and say, hey, R.A., we have this awesome ball we want to give you. We know that you're a believer, and I had a chance to encourage him and say, listen, you know, this is your season, this is your time, God's putting you on a platform, you know, share the gospel. And he said thank you. He asked me to continue to pray for him, but I said, I want to give you this gift about abiding and spending time with the Lord. He looked at it. I believe his wife was sitting right next to him, and she was really surprised. She's like, oh my goodness, you know, I guess no one does that. And he said, wow, I'm definitely going to take a look at it. He was pretty touched by it, and so he was willing to take a picture with us. And it's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome when you can spend time with the Lord and read his word and have the opportunity to hear God for yourself. That's one of the inheritance that the son and the daughter of God have, that God wants to have a personal relationship with you, that there is no in-between, that there isn't anyone that has to stand between you and God. You know, think about it. Think about it. You may never have access with some of the most powerful men and women of the world. You may never, ever get a chance to meet or talk, but you have access with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords when you sit down and abide with God and read his word. And I encourage you, if you don't have a plan, if you don't know where to start, you know, oftentimes people, they want to read the word of God, you know, but they don't know where to start. They don't know what plan, what to follow. Let me tell you, you can get a simple plan that gets you started at iabide.org. That's the letter I and the word abide, A-B-I-D-E.org. and you can just begin. It's a simple plan. But let me tell you, I encourage you to do it for 6 weeks. Make a commitment. Say, you know what? I'm going to spend time with God. I'm going to hear God for myself. And I promise you, he'll speak back to you through his word.
Yeah, there was some sort of basketball tournament that was going on in Brooklyn. And after the basketball tournament.
Tournament?
Oh, my gosh.
Is it tournament?
It's happening.
Is it tournament?
What's happening? What happened?
Is it a tournament or tournament?
Are you trying to say I'm talking different?
No, I just tournament.
Just,
go ahead. I'm sorry. You were talking about tournament?
A tournament. But anyway, there was this basketball game.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me in the tournament is John Ramos and Pat Hamilton. Oh, my goodness. That is so funny, man.
Yeah, funny.
He says it's happening. You're like, what's happening? I think he's talking about the accent, huh?
I guess.
Is that accent?
Yeah, you've been converted.
Is that how you say tournament up there? Tournament?
Yeah, I think so.
This is how they say it down here.
Mm.
Everybody's a ventriloquist. Did your lips just move when you talked? No, that's not everybody. That's not everybody.
Like
that's
you know.
That's a southern thing.
Did you just say something?
But the interesting thing is that it all works. You know, totally works. Totally works.
Mm.
And so. Oh, you're just letting me fall out. Okay, here we go.
Hey, I wanted to give a shout out to Maria. You know, Maria is out there. We got to keep her in our prayers. She is going and having she's going to see the doctor this morning. We just want to hold her up and keep her in our prayers.
And we
love you, and you're going to be just fine.
Yes. As a matter of fact, we just pray for you right now. We just bless you and thank God for the good report in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Well, I want to. We're going to do the wisdom moment in the extra hour today. As time is moving along, we're coming to the last quarter part of the first hour. I want to mention two things. One is, you know, the top three. We're going to talk about the top three stories on the torch. You know, even though it's talking about the story about R.E. Dickey is found on the VFN torch. First thing is about Chick-fil-A. I mean, yesterday I got a chance to go. To Chick-fil-A, you might not have went yesterday. Like everybody's going, we all went to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm telling you, if you ever feel discouraged, you know that you're seeing, you know, struggles with the church and things that are going on. That I found, if you just go sit in Chick-fil-A for about 4 hours, and just watch the remnant that loves God and that'll stand publicly up for God and will support Christian businesses that come in and sit there in those stores, and they come to your table, and they've done this before, this publicity, and they just, how you doing, honey? And I said, fine, John, no messing with you. No, they said, how are you doing? And then, you know, I'll give you a hug, fill your drinks up again, you know, it's just, you know, you can tell that God has honored the founder.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just packed, and I got a chance to go, and while you guys were on doing VFN radio, I swung by one of the Chick-fil-A's in Florida, and it was just so cool to watch it. There was cars all the way around it. There was people packed in it. The cars went out, and it's like in front of like a Publix store with this, you know, a whole shopping center store. And so then the cars went out into the shopping center store, and then they kind of went all the way around.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know how most people are impatient and stuff like that? They didn't care. They were actually celebrating the fact that I have to wait in line.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And the pressure, these guys handled it so well. I mean, they were just as nice as they were, you know, when those other times, you know, when it's easy to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just, like, doing their dance.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
Of good service and saying thank you and my pleasure. And The only one that was, well, I'm not going to say. It wasn't part of their organization, but he kind of just gave me a look like I'm like, oh, my goodness, a spy. But, you know, everybody did not have any denominational walls. They had no building identity for, like, brick and mortar. Nobody knew where they came from, but they knew Jesus. Everybody, we all knew that we loved God. And the whole thing that was really happening was more about the First Amendment rights. It's just this business owner has the right to stand up for his First Amendment. If you have not yet, you know, heard us talk about original intent, go to the VFN Torch. You get to VFNTV.com and just search for, you know, original intent or, you know, First Amendment and listen to that, because you have a right to say whatever, you know, smart or not smart, you know, wise or not wise. You know, evil or good, you can say that in America. As long as it doesn't rob from somebody or break their leg, then that was the original writer's concept was, as long as your freedom doesn't come encroach on my freedom.
That's right.
And my possessions, then, you know, have at it. And they were just, you know, when Dan Caffey, you know, stood up and he expressed how he felt, which is the same way that Franklin Graham said the very same thing before Dan said it, you know, and the truth is that, and Pat Robinson had already said it and talked about it, and we had said it, that, but it's like the final part of, you know, is America under God's judgment? You know, you got to listen. If you have not heard this yet, you need to go on VFN TV. Listen, you got to stop listening to things that tickle your ear.
Right.
You got to stop it. You got to stop listening to things that just make you feel good, because in the end, you're not going to feel good if you don't pay attention to what's going on. Now, if we know what's going on, God will give you wisdom on how to, what to do during that time, that we can, this thing can turn for a positive way. And so you got to ask, this is the question that's being asked on VFN TV, and it's called, is this nation under God's judgment? And, you know, coming from law enforcement experience, that, you know, I was a police officer and being in lots of court cases, and according to the Constitution, you know, when somebody's arrested, when somebody, you know, presses charges on somebody, they're not guilty.
Right.
And church, let me tell you something. If we don't get this, you know, when and if they arrest you, and this is what Jesus said, when you actually obey God, you're going to have some people not liking you. He said, don't worry about it. Don't even worry about what you're going to say, because when you're standing before them, I'll give you the word. God's Spirit will give you the words to say. The goodness will be God coming out of you, what we talked about. And so with that, we have to take you to court. And then if you can't afford an attorney, we'll actually give you an attorney who will actually represent you to make sure your constitutional rights are not taken. And then we'll actually take some of your neighbors and we'll put them in a place so they can watch what's going on. And then we will pick a judge from amongst us to stand at the bench to be able to watch it. And then we'll bring the media in so they can put cameras all over it to watch what's how you're going to be treated, to make sure that your constitutional rights are not violated, because you could be wrongly accused. And that's what happened prior to the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Whatever people said, they just believed it and ran with it. And of course, the church was being beheaded and hung and all that during that time. And so... there's a reason why we have the Constitution, and you need to learn it. You need to know it. Go to the VFN Torch. It's on the VFN Torch. Begin to listen to it. Focus just like on one amendment, you know, a week. You know, focus and listen. Go back and listen to the segments. We're making it really easy that you can get it on your phone. You can get it on your everything. So
iPad, everything.
Yeah, all that. But you got to know, this is a First Amendment issue. This is what it is. It's not about, you know, should, you know, men and men be married, women and women be married. It's not about, you know, if you found somebody the opposite gender and you married them, that you're righteous. You know, it's about a First Amendment right. And he has the right to stand up, as Mike Huckabee said, and say whatever it is. You know, and if in fact he's right, that this is shaking our fist in the face of God, then that means God's about to release upon this nation in response to our fist in his face. Wouldn't you want to know? I mean, wouldn't you want to at least hear that free speech so you can ponder it and pray over it and to see if that is true, and go back and look in the scriptures and see if it's true? And getting outside the First Amendment, you got to go back and listen to Original Intent and understand that, is this nation under God's judgment? Because I present the evidence. I just present the evidence. This is what the statistics are saying. This is what's taking place. And then this is what God's word says about it. Now you determine. Then I present this. And there's three phases of judgment where God turns a nation over. There's three phases of it. And the first two phases, it's so prevalent in the first two phases. When you can read about it in Romans, but you need to hear it taught. You need to hear the taught word of God under the anointing so that it can bless you. But understand this, that we're already past the first two phases, and the church is already balled in to there's nothing wrong with the first two phases. In other words, the sin that was involved in the first two phases, and then God turns a nation over, a people over. When you do this in the first phase, then God turns you over to this sin, which when you're turned over to something is, it's not wrong to you anymore. It doesn't feel bad. As a matter of fact, you might even preach on it. You know, it might be something, you might be, telling the whole world. Anyway, it's normal for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a second tier of, and the whole point was at that point, we can repent and the second phase and the third phase doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a next phase of judgment. And the next phase of judgment, he says, this is what you're doing, and because you're doing this, you didn't repent, then I turned them over. This is God doing this. God is the one who's in control. Don't listen to anybody that tells you that Satan has an upper hand on God or an evil man strategies can succeed against the wisdom of God. Don't even. But understand this, he's madly in love with you. He does not want you to die outside of a relationship with him because he knows you will be permanently separated from him and y'all won't have a relationship in eternity together.
That's right.
And so, consider hardship as discipline because God's treating us as sons. And so then the final phase of judgment is when this happens, God turns us over and we're right at the edge of being turned over to the final thing. So the very thing that's now prevalent, you have people, and I see it's like the people that are openly in the sins of the first and the second phase, they're doing it openly before everybody, criticizing the last final harvest of the first and two phases of judgment, not realizing this is not going to be good.
That's right.
There's only hell. Which sin sends you there, right?
Exactly.
It's all bad if it separates you from God. And you need to listen to this. You need to, wouldn't it be cool? Think about this. When you read the word, when you read the Bible, wouldn't it be nice if you could read a book and you could project, you could look ahead and see what it's going to be like? If this happens, then this happens. If this happens, this happens. You can do that. It's called prophecy.
Right.
And I'm prophesying to you right now. If you get involved in the things of God, if you listen to what he's saying to his church, forget about all the itching ear people who just want your, obviously you can do something for them because they wouldn't itch ear.
That's right.
Or they perceive that you could. And find out what God is, what's he saying. We are under several tiers of happenings where, for example, the first sin is not failing to acknowledge God.
Mm-hmm.
It's failing to acknowledge him as God and be grateful.
That's right.
And when we don't do that, then God turns us over to sexual sins to do what ought not to be done.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? So how far have we left gratitude?
Mm.
97% of the church don't even say he has anything to do with how they live or that they, according to George Bonner, they don't even acknowledge him as the one that provided for them. They exactly. don't give him his, they rob him of his tithes and his offerings. It ain't about money. Come on. It's not about that. It's about honoring and acknowledging. When we give God the first part of our increase, we're saying he's God and he provided it. When we don't, we're saying Baal is God.
That's right.
We're saying Baal.
Honor versus dishonor.
Yeah, it's the work of our hand is God. And you got to get this. You got to go to VFN TV. You got to watch this. Watch it before it happens so it won't be a history lesson. Watch it so it's a prophecy to you and that you can prepare and respond. It's like, is this nation under God's judgment? Part one and part two on VFN TV. I love you. God loves you. But you have to respond to that love. Well, right. Praise God. We're coming to the end of the first hour. For those that are going to be leaving us, have a blessed day. Don't forget, you can catch us on VFNTV.com and on your applications. And we're going to make an announcement in the second or the extra hour today. But I do want to say, just in the closing, VFN TV app 2.0 is available. Go to your iTunes store and download it now. The VFN TV app 2.0 is available. Go to your iTunes store, type in VFN TV, and download the app for your iPad or your iPhone today. We'll be seeing you next hour. God bless.